Welcome back to Made in March. Today is Saturday, March 14th. Man, a lot has happened since we last recorded on Wednesday.
Just 3 days ago.
We thought we were going to be here the day before Selection Sunday, breaking down every conference tournament that holds any bit of relevance, but unfortunately, we are here under very different circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about the NCAA tournament with no fans. I mean,
yeah, that's where we left off.
We should have seen the slippery slope coming, starting with the Ivy League, obviously. I'm easing up on them a little bit, but at the same time, I feel like that led to a big overreaction by everybody. Like, I see where they're coming from, but at the same time, once that happens, then people freak out more and more and more and more.
So I think go anywhere near that far.
Yeah. Well.
But basically where we left off was that there was going to be March Madness. It was still happening, but there were going to be no fans due to, obviously, the coronavirus. But since then, things have exploded. I mean, Rudy Gobert, NBA center for the Utah Jazz, was diagnosed with the coronavirus, and the NBA
canceled immediately. Within like 5 minutes.
Within five minutes said, we're suspending the season. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know if it's canceled, when we're going to start it back up, but we can't play basketball under these conditions.
And the NBA, for a while now, has kind of taken the lead on like social or whatever issues that are going on in our world. So whenever they do something, you could see right through it and just say the NCAA is done. For me personally, when I saw that. I had very little hope. I've had a less than 1% chance that it was going
to
happen.
The NBA was that first domino to fall.
No, the Ivy League was the first domino to fall.
No, because they didn't.
I wouldn't consider the Ivy League a domino, personally. I think the NBA was the first domino to fall, and all the other major sports leagues kind of followed.
They were the gust of wind that pushed the domino, maybe. And not the domino itself.
All the other sports leagues were canceling, and then you got the NCAA sitting here. They're like, well, we canceled.
They didn't wait till the end. They didn't wait all the way out. They were holding out forever.
You can't blame them.
Especially because for pro sports, these guys are going to play, most of them at least, are going to play for 10 to 15 more years if they have a good career.
Mm-hmm.
And these college seniors, they're done. This is it. So they had to like take it to the nth degree and just wait as long as they could to see if they could possibly play. And I think...
But on another note, Iowa wins the national championship because Ryan Kariner called dibs on the national championship if it was canceled before anybody else. So,
and that is some respect for doing that.
Props to senior Ryan Kariner at Iowa.
But yeah, Kariner the senior called it for Iowa there. But just kind of like a tough little week we've been in. Because think about this. A week ago, probably from today, maybe even a week ago from a couple days in the future. So like maybe on Monday, we were like, everybody was so hyped up. Everything was looking perfect. And here we are, 5 days later, whatever, done. It's just craziness.
March sadness.
It is completely evolved. And it's just unbelievable. It's too fast for me personally.
You know, this news, it kind of hit me like a truck.
It did. Too fast.
When I heard that the NBA was suspending their season, then all the other major sports leagues followed, that there were going to be no more conference tournaments, just canceling them, and then obviously eventually that March Madness and all the other postseason tournaments for the NCAA just canceled on the spot, it all kind of hit me at once.
Mm-hmm. And it was sadness.
It was sadness. You don't really realize how big of a role sports play in your life until they're gone. These past few days without sports have been
long.
Oh my gosh.
They've been long, they've been difficult, really been nothing to do, but at the same time, we can't really discredit the NCAA as an organization for canceling March Madness.
We absolutely can. Not for canceling March Madness, but for not giving the seniors an extra year if they want to play another year.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
So to be fair, they did get to play, for the most part, their entire season. So the NCAA is seeing it as that not everybody's guaranteed a spot in the tournament, which is obvious. There's like 350 Division I teams, and they're saying that most of them, or actually all of them, completed their full regular season, and that's where they see the season coming to an end. That's where like the eligibility, I guess they should say, that's where like the line cuts. Because all of them finished the regular season, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Right?
Well, what did they play that regular season for?
Yeah, no, it's an awful situation
but for the NCAA perspective,
And you want to grant every senior everybody year wants of eligibility. To do it. Like, think about Lamar Stevens. You know he was 8 points away from breaking the Penn State total points record. He would have broken that in the
first game,
Big Ten tournament, obviously, and if not, you know, in the whole NCAA tournament. But you don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You got Cassius Winston. He had a team his senior year. He thought he could lead him to a title. Same goes for Udoka Azubuike. All these guys, and it just gets snatched out from under them. You feel so bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't know like the whole logistics of them granting another year of eligibility to guys who played almost a full year, it's something that you would want to do, but I think it would be kind of a lot harder in practice.
Okay, that's a fair argument. I'm willing to hear it. But then if it's going to be harder in practice, I feel like the tournament should have just been postponed. And here's why.
I can agree with
because
this
I,
too.
Because I understand the venues are costly and all of that. But one, the NCAA has plenty of money to use for it. Two, if you want an alternative, do what they do in the NIT and hold the games at home. Whoever has the higher seed will play at home. That's what the NIT does, and the NIT is pretty successful, except for the Final Four of the NIT where they use a venue. So I feel like they could go NIT style on this, do a Selection Sunday. Maybe not this Sunday, but at some point. Maybe have like some June Madness. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's fair to say that like they should have their shot to win it all. Think about like the teams, or a lot of these kids have been working to play college basketball and get this shot since, who knows, what if they're five or something? I don't know. And then for all the seniors, it's just gone
and
like
think,
that.
And think about these mid-major teams. I mean, there are mid-major teams that need to play in this tournament. The people that have been dreaming about the NBA for forever couldn't get to a top-notch school, but were looking to make noise through this. Ron Hunter, great example of this. He went to the tournament. He boosted his draft stock extremely high after that winning shot.
And got a chance.
RJ Hunter?
RJ Hunter.
Not Ron Hunter.
He's the coach.
He's the coach.
So he fell off the chair. Yes. Yeah.
Chair dad.
But people like these, people that really make names for themselves in the tournament, it's a tradition every single year. And you're basically costing these kids a lot of these kids their careers. So.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, when it comes to, should you cancel March Madness? Should you postpone it? Once again, I think in practice it would be a lot more difficult to postpone March Madness than a lot of people think.
Yeah,
because you've got players going to play in the NBA,
and they're going to get drafted
for the NBA draft. You've got players going to play overseas. Yeah. You don't know which teams would be able to stick together, which teams wouldn't be able to. Yeah. You've got difficulties with like the whole recruiting class of the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously got the whole venue difficulty. Mm-hmm. March Madness is at 14 different venues each year.
Well, I've broken down the venue difficulty already, but I can hear the other arguments.
How exactly did he break it? Well, I know you said you could hold it
at home.
But then at the end of the day, then it's not really March Madness.
Because would you rather have nothing? No.
Well, yeah, that's my argument. The venue.
It can really go either way. And obviously, everybody wants it to be postponed because everybody loves March Madness. But just like the logistics behind it, through the NCAA and kind of through like just the whole
and
event
not even
itself.
The logistics with the NCAA. We don't know if in 2 months we could have May Madness because we don't know how the coronavirus is going to be.
Yeah, exactly. You have no idea.
There's a good chance it could be way worse. And at that point, it's out of reach. And then you gave players hope for 2 months, and then you snatched it out from them again.
Scientifically, it will not be way worse. Knock on wood. Because
I think it's awful that you are
there's a bell curve.
Acting like you know more than the health officials out there that are saying it's going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse, and then it reaches the top of the bell curve, and then it goes off. This is from several government sources, including the WHO. It's going up right now, steep incline, and we're going to have a decline soon. That's how it's going to work. However, these next 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to go up. Yes, but after that, it will be going down.
But regardless of what your opinion is on this, I don't know why Luke is...
It's facts based on the WHO's report.
Regardless, this had to be done.
Yeah.
When all major sports leagues are suspending / canceling their season, and you have your postseason that is to be played in March... You have no choice.
Yeah.
You can't play it. You just can't.
You can postpone it is my argument.
My argument is that you can't.
They shouldn't have played in March. But
think about this, though. A lot of the conference tournaments were done. They would have went straight from postpone. Let's say they have 2 months off or 3 months off, and then they go straight into the tournament.
It wouldn't feel the same.
And also, like the NBA, they're going to have, if let's say they resume with their 5 weeks of regular season or whatever, they're going to have those like warm-up, if you want to call it that, kind of games to get back into it. But the March Madness would just go straight into the games. And I don't think that's fair for the players. And I really don't – it would not be the same vibe.
Well, let me throw out another idea here. Instead of having March Madness at those venues, what if – and I saw this suggestion online. What if we let them play at a military base in front of our armed forces?
How would that be any better – than a regular tournament for March Madness to basically protect the players from not getting COVID-19?
Because you could do it now instead. Because the military bases are secure. And you would have to do screenings.
But we don't know that none of the players had it.
Yeah, that's why you would do screenings.
A lot of these things that you're suggesting right now, Luke, I know where you're coming from. We all want March Madness.
Just
we're
like trying to find every crack.
Trying to find any way to squeeze in a little bit of basketball, but it all just seems incredibly unrealistic.
Yeah, doing tests on the players before they go.
Considering the shortages of tests
Considering we're not even testing people that have symptoms, unrealistic.
That's fair. We do have a shortage of tests, however, that's increasing.
But I just don't think it's realistic right now, and I don't think it's fair to postpone it a month.
Now, if we're talking about other options that the NCAA considered, did you guys hear the one thing that they were heavily considering?
Yes, the 16-team tournament bracket.
Yeah, they were thinking of basically just
cutting it down,
pressing fast forward on this entire tournament, taking the top 16 best teams and just rattling this thing off right away in the Thursday through Sunday that would normally be the first two rounds, just having 16 teams and have the winner crowned at the end of that, basically to try to kind of beat the virus. Yeah. Basically, I guess that was their idea.
At least this said.
What do we think about that?
At least the idea went through their heads.
Bad idea.
I think it's a bad idea, but I don't think, like, as much as I hate to say it, you don't see like a mid-major powerhouse team winning it all.
It wouldn't be March Madness, but at least it would be college basketball for us to watch. I think it's better than Luke's whack job idea of playing it at military bases.
Why?
I already shared why. I'm not gonna chew my cabbage twice.
And there. I refuted it.
You did not.
I did.
Agree to disagree.
We've got some disagreements on this show, but
yes.
So, at the end of the day, March Madness is canceled. It's so hard for me to even wrap my
arms. Everything is canceled.
Yeah.
Everything's canceled.
I was like planning my weekend out like a week and a half in advance. Like, oh my god, it's gonna be so geeks. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be watching games and like that. Gone.
Snaps
his fingers.
Here's what I think. I think the selection committee should still come out with their bracket as scheduled tomorrow.
And they have proposed the idea, I think, as of yesterday. I'm pretty sure I saw an article about it, how they're actually considering this, because a lot of coaches have written. I saw like Leonard Hamilton of Florida State and like five or six other coaches.
Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, Kelvin Sampson, that was out of Houston. They all wrote into the 10-person committee saying, you should still make this bracket. And they're actually considering it. Even though all, because it's like ADs and top-notch people in like the, I don't know if they're sports teams of a certain college, it's just 10 people. They all obviously went back to their respective colleges, but they can still do it online. They can still make this thing. And I think
Charlie, do you want to talk to the bonuses?
Yeah, because a lot of the coaches' bonuses are actually tied to whether or not their team makes the bracket. Now, when it comes to the school's payout, there's a lot of other factors involved. Like when Loyola made their Final Four run, they netted, I want to say, close to $1 million, maybe even more than $1 million for the Missouri Valley Conference as a whole, which is spread out among the other schools. So you're not going to fix everything, but as far as the coaches that had good years, it would at least help their team get a little bit of compensation.
Rutgers and Steve Peichel, you're ready to watch them play in their first tournament in how many years?
45. Like
50 years.
It would give the players the slightest bit of validation that and they did it. It would give Geo Baker and Rutgers
is he
validation.
A senior?
Geo Baker is a junior.
Oh, okay. Thank
it would
God.
Give Rutgers the validation that we made the tournament for the first time since 1991. It would give Penn State the validation that we made the first tournament, or we made the tournament as like a lower seed, probably like a 5 and under for the first time in who knows when.
Yeah.
Give all these teams that validation to players that, hey, we might not have been able to play
Dayton
it,
is
but
a
we
one
did
seed.
It.
When's the last time? Dayton will not be this good. I hate to say it, but they will not be this good for a long time.
Yeah, Obi Toppin's not going to come back. Dayton will still get some good recruits from this year, but they're not going to be the same team. I mean,
yeah,
there's just so many teams you feel bad for.
San Diego State again.
Yeah, you got to feel bad for
the mid majors too.
Dayton's not going to have a team this good in 50 years.
I know, and they haven't. This team has been like they've always been that like 11 seed that they did make a little sneaky run as an 11 or whatever like three or five, six years ago. But
they weren't a two loss team where both the losses were in overtime.
Yeah, and
then ranked teams.
The only two ranked teams they played. That's a debate for another day, though.
Yeah.
But you've got San Diego State.
Exactly.
I mean, they've been a two seed before in the Kawhi Leonard days.
But
I would argue that was more of a like grinded out team. This team looked like it had a lot more firepower than that team. Were they fading a little bit at the end of the year? Possibly.
You could argue.
But you never know unless you see it.
And then speaking of fading and surging, Providence, they could have just rolled over, but they didn't. They wanted to get to that tournament. Now they fought and fought. Now they can't. That was all for naught.
Think about that comeback season. Teams like Providence, teams like Texas, teams like, who was another team grinding at the right time? UCLA. They were starting to get their things together. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the mid-majors. The teams, the mid-major schools that, you know, maybe a once-in-a-decade team
SFA,
full of seniors.
Maybe.
You look at my Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
28-3.
Kevon Harris is a senior.
The year they beat Duke. Losing Kevon Harris, amongst many others, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Lumberjacks are going to look like next year.
It's probably not going to be this good, I would guess.
This was their chance. This was their chance to, you know, reel in some cash for the Southland Conference.
As much and as to, that
and to make
be.
Their mark. They've made their mark plenty of times. Obviously, that needs to be stated. But then let's take a peek at some other mid-majors. East Tennessee State.
Which probably would have gotten an 11 seed, which is, I'm guessing that's the highest seed they've ever gotten.
And they were ready to make some noise. And this is the kind of thing where it's like...
Spideys.
Yeah, you look at just all these teams.
When's Richmond going to be a decent team again?
That's a fair question.
That's a very good question. Go ahead.
But you kind of threw me off there. Sorry. But this is the kind of thing that makes you want to grant another year of eligibility to seniors, does it not?
Yeah, totally. And just,
you know,
like,
however ethically. Unrealistic, improbable, you want to be able to recreate it. You want to be able to give them another chance, but...
It's so tough to do that.
Yeah.
The logistics behind it are so hard, but like ethically, just looking at it, of course you want to say yes, but it's just it's really hard to.
So we are begging selection committee, if you are listening to this, please release
a bracket.
The bracket tomorrow as
just
scheduled. Even though it's not going to be played, just to give validation to those teams, those programs, and those seniors that worked hard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if it happens, we're going to take credit for that, because yesterday we did send out a tweet about how that they should do that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of picked up steam since then. Obviously not really due to our tweet, most likely. But
what if it is?
You never know. And if they come out with the bracket, I don't know about you guys.
I think I'm going to be filling it out.
I think I'm going to be filling out my bracket to show you guys where I have some teams going.
Yeah, I will totally be doing that too.
Like, obviously it's all dependent on the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
But who's your guys' winner pick? Who are you, like, kind of in your head, maybe penciling in as your possible national champion, Wesley?
For me, it's going to be Gonzaga. They kind of rolled through the West Coast Conference and their tournament, too. I mean, you could say San Francisco gave them some troubles, but if you were watching games earlier in the year, San Francisco has given them troubles in both their meetings before this. So, and then they rolled over St. Mary's in the WCC final. So, and I liked where they were going. They have a lot of big men, obviously. They have some big pieces. I think they match up well with a lot of teams. And that would have been my winner pick as of a couple days ago.
I think Gonzaga is a good pick. I'm going to throw out a few that I might have had winning it, depending on matchups and whatnot. And they're kind of boring. Like, I like Gonzaga. I like Duke. I like Kentucky. I don't always pick Blue Bloods to win it, but I liked those ones this year. I liked
you
Michigan
liked Duke
State.
Winning it all this year. That's actually interesting.
I did.
I did not.
But the more important part of it was I was going to pick Illinois to be like an Elite Eight team. They were going to go on a run, in my opinion. Teams like that, that's where you would see my bracket kind of emerge. I like to pick those teams in each region to kind of make some noise. Whether they beat the blue blood of their region or not, I don't know. But teams like Illinois, that could have made some noise. Iowa as like a 6 seed could have made some noise. I mean, there's a lot of teams consider Michigan as, what, an 11 seed, you know?
Michigan was not going to be an 11 seed.
And I don't think they were going to make any noise.
They were going to be an 8 seed. What if they got Baylor's a 1 seed or something like that?
They could have seen that one too.
Very beatable.
Teams I thought were going to make noise. Obviously, I'm not. This isn't my winner pick, but
SFA.
Like other teams I thought were going to make noise. Obviously, SFA. I thought they were going to
bang
make
on
noise.
The drum all day. Like, we knew that was coming.
Think about, and then
BYU. Cincinnati. The team I called to come storming back earlier from the season.
Cincy was borderline if they were even making the tournament.
No,
so
they weren't. They weren't borderline on that.
As
maybe
long as
backpedal
teams,
a little there.
I would have thrown out. I would probably pick Houston to win 2 or 3 games because I see them as a super deep team. They could have been a 6 seed, kind of like they were a few years
ago. I was picking BYU to win a bunch of games.
Houston's going to be.
You
got a
feel for BYU.
Year.
When's the next time BYU is going to have a team with this many seniors?
Yoli Childs was a senior.
I think Haas was.
Haas was a senior
for sure.
And whether or not Yoli Childs is a senior or not, he's going straight to the NBA.
Is Toulson a senior?
I believe he was.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, so then they will not be good next year.
Yeah.
But as far as my winner pick was concerned, I was fully bought in. I was going with the Dayton Flyers, that once-in-the-century type of Dayton team led by Obi Toppin.
Imagine.
With senior leadership and Jalen Crutcher.
Mid-major winner would have been amazing.
I thought we were going to have it, but that's the real shame.
Yeah.
We will never, ever know.
Exactly. And it's going to kill me for my whole life, probably. I'll just be thinking about, like, what if? Like, what if Dayton would have, like, gone on a run and won the tournament. Mm-hmm.
You know
what
you know what's not going to kill me? The fact that this is going to make Luka Garza stay for his senior year and Iowa's going to be super good next year.
Because they're going to get George Brennan
and Jack Nungy, Pat McCaffrey. Oh, man, I am psyched.
Oh, yes. We will have a lot of off-season content coming your way for sure.
Psyched.
Very.
Very, yes. Very indeed.
But at the end of the day, we can't discredit the NCAA because first and foremost, their job is to protect their players.
And they've done that.
Even, well, in this case, yes. In a lot of cases, no. But
yes, you know, yes, that's fair. You know, you can have your many gripes to the NCAA. I think we've all have our fair share.
Oh, yes.
But here, maybe it took them a little longer than some people would have liked. But at the end of the day, they're protecting their players. Likes. And it's what had to be done, however much it sucks.
It does.
There will be, barring something crazy,
there will
we're not going to be hearing Greg Gumbel's voice tomorrow announcing the bracket.
Oh.
On Thursday, we're not going to be hearing the theme song presenting the first game of March Madness.
Mm.
We're not going to be able to see the Final Four. We're not going to hear one shining moment. We're not going to see the one team winning it all.
Which is, like, very saddening.
Nets will not be cut this year in conference tournaments and in the big tournament.
In some conference tournaments, and that's where good.
That were already done, yes.
But, you know...
Not the big ones.
Yeah. As we look forward to our future as a podcast here at Made in March, if the selection committee comes out with a bracket, we're all going to fill it out. Yes. We'll share it with you guys, and we'll share our picks on here. If not, we're going to have bracketologist Alex, who could not be here with us today, unfortunately. We're going to have him create what he thought was the bracket, and then fill that one out and share it with you guys to see. But... Yeah, we don't have too much more stuff coming up. I mean, we'll have our end of season awards podcast, obviously.
Yep.
Kind of like our how we had our mid season awards, but see how it changes since the halfway mark in the season. I recommend you go back and listen to that one, by the way. But yeah, just devastating news. But know that we here at Made in March, we are not going away.
We are not. We will for sure be here sporadically, I guess I would say, throughout the offseason.
Sporadically throughout the offseason, yes. But we're not going to be coming out with two a week in the offseason. That'd be absurd.
That'd be completely absurd. But once the new regular season starts up, or once we start nearing close to that regular season start line, we'll be right back at it.
We'll be back. Logistics might be a little bit different next year, but we'll be back. So remember that Made in March is your one-stop shop for everything college basketball.
And let me leave you with this. Some fun facts. Not that Canada's to blame for this, but 1918, Toronto won its first Stanley Cup. 1919, Stanley Cup was canceled. 1992-93, Toronto won its first World Series. 1994, World Series canceled. 2019, Toronto wins its first NBA championship. You know what happened in 2020 to the NBA championship? Canceled, essentially. So, woo. Let me just leave you with that. Some spookiness.
Yeah. So, screw Canada, right?
Yeah.
No, we're playing. We love Canada. But on the real, though, actually screw the coronavirus.
Yep.
For lack of a better word, we'll leave you with that. But anyways, until next time, this is Made in March.